I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Religious freedom seems to be dwindling in Uzbekistan. According to Forum 18, the state's recent anti-missionary documentary features religious and political experts who accuse missionaries of undermining Islam. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
I think that you're seeing some of that attitude on display in Uzbekistan with some of these recent attacks on state-run media against other religious minorities.
Pray that hearts will be softened to the work of evangelicals. Next, Native youth will set out again this summer for a three-pronged mission with Ron Hutchcraft and On Eagle's Wings Ministries. They'll be reaching tribal youth dealing with suicide and drug use, and reaching into the darkness of history to share the gospel, says Hutchcraft. New Christians face opposition from their tribes. Still, Hutchcraft says he's seen 5,000 people give their lives to Christ in four summers.
I've looked through the history of Indian missions on this continent, and I can find no record like that of any harvest like that. So God is really moving through Native young people.
And AMG International's been using the internet to spread the good news about its Bible correspondence courses in Turkey. In 2007, 450,000 people visited AMG's website, where many of them read the article, What Should I Do to Become a Christian? Visitors to the website can also talk with a Christian chat operator who can answer their questions about the gospel and tell them about local churches. AMG is thanking God for the impact this ministry is having among the people of Turkey. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.